Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Catch Good Health radio show with health educator and life coach, Erica Hurray-Butcher. We're all about health here with a life coaching twist, offering stories that will inspire and inform while laughing along the way. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everybody. It's Erica Hurray-Butcher, health educator and life coach with Catch Good Health and Catch Good Health Radio. And I'm really excited because two of my favorite people are on the air with me right now. Jen Gotti is in the house.
Hi, everybody.
As is Shauna. Shauna O'Hagan-Morrow is also in the house. Hey, guys.
Nice.
I bombed that, I know. Okay, so they are on today. I keep saying it's comedy hour, but we are going to be talking about courage, but it's really comedy hour, but it's also talking about courage. And we're going to do that today and see what they're cooking up as life coaches themselves. And before we get started, I'm going to just share some upcoming shows I've got scheduled, and I have some more that I haven't posted yet. But right now we've got Shauna and Jen on today talking about courage. And in 2 weeks, my friend Darlena Brown, she's also a military spouse, and she's going to come on to talk about how to keep your family safe from lead poisoning. She has two little boys and went through a crazy experience and still is with military housing, but it's really not just military housing. It's all older homes with lead paint. And her son, I believe, was diagnosed as being on the spectrum of autism, only to find out later after her own persistence that it was actually lead poisoning. That was what was happening,
wow.
And it started to affect both kids. Yeah, it's crazy. So she's now getting them back on track with doctors and also some holistic stuff she's doing to help them. But she really wants to spread the word because it's really, it's pretty crazy what she's been through, and I'm sure she's not the only person out there. And then you guys are going to love this. April 15th, one of our own coaches, Jen McRobbie, is releasing her new book, How to Help a Friend Who's Yep,
awesome.
She's going to come on and talk about her journey through breast cancer and also about her book, Tips on How to Help Your Friends Who Are in Need and Going Through a Rough Time and What Not to Do. And then May 27th, Master Coach Susan Hyatt is coming back on. I love having Susan on here to talk about gender
equality.
Oh, Shauna
and I love her.
Yes, she's fabulous. So she's going to come back on. We're going to talk more about gender equality. And I was really inspired by, Patricia Arquette. I was inspired by her at the Oscars, giving a shout out to women, and I know Susan was as well, and we talked about it some more, and we decided we got to do another show about it. And then also a friend, Marquois Brunette, is going to come on to talk about healing through music therapy. She's going through, she has really chronic cancer at this point, and she's going through treatments right now, and as soon as she starts to feel a little bit better, she's going to come on and talk about her journey and how music has helped her heal. So we've got lots of great stuff cooking, and some other ones I don't have on here yet. My friend Mandy's going to come on to talk about domestic violence soon, and you guys know Alice, my best bud. She's going to be coming back on to talk about whatever it is we want to talk about. She just kind of has an interest, like you two. You three just have an open invitation just to come on whenever and talk about whatever you would like.
So that's
how we roll here at Catch Good Health Radio. I was going to say rodeo. That's hilarious. one other thing I want to mention before I forget, I've got to pimp myself out here. I just launched 6 Weeks to a Healthier You. It's a really, really awesome program. So it's for people, particularly women, who want to get healthier. I'm happy to do a men's version down the road. Right now I'm focusing on women. And it's 6 weeks with me and a handful of other ladies who are also trying to get healthier, and it includes one-on-one coaching, group coaching, classes over conference call. You don't have to be near me to do it. You could do it on Skype or on the phone. It's got lots of great stuff in it. So to learn more, go to catchgoodhealth.com/6 weeks, and it's the numeral 6, or just go to catchgoodhealth.com and go to classes and events, and it's right there.
When does that start?
What's going on. So that's a great You're always on the ball, Jen Gotti. March 27th, I believe, at the end of March. I should know this. I know.
March 26th. 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Classes are on Thursdays at noon. They are recorded, so if people can't make it live, it's not a problem. It's going to start with a health assessment. So, and it's not going to be like a crazy health assessment, but I just want to know where people are at before we start so I can customize it all to you. So it's very customized.
Okay, so just for those people who are probably in need of your program, what does this health assessment, like I hear health assessment and I think someone's going to come at me with those like fat pinchers and I will never do that.
I don't want it.
Okay, first of all, here's the deal. I actually do not want people to weigh themselves at all for 6 weeks. So that's
okay. So that's good. You just got you just got everyone back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. This is not a weight thing at all.
Okay.
My thing as a health educator is I want people who want to get healthier for themselves because they love themselves enough that they want to take better care of themselves. They just haven't figured it out. They haven't had time. Maybe they're just getting to the point to realize they deserve that. So the people I love to work with are people who are ready to roll. They just need help, support, ideas, some structure maybe less structure. It's very tailored to the person. And I view weight loss as a side effect of taking good care of yourself because you love yourself. I don't view weight loss as the end goal. That is a happy effect, and weight gain for some people is a happy effect of taking better care of yourself.
Okay.
So there's no weighing. There's no inches, none of that crap. We're not counting calories. We're not doing any of that stuff. The assessment is really, I just want to know how happy you are in your life, like how active you are,
okay.
What kind of foods do you like to eat? Do you actually like veggies? Because I actually like veggies and fish and fruit, but I didn't always eat them that much because it was hard for me to figure out how to. So it's really trying to figure out how I can help them the best. It's just learning more about your lifestyle. But it's not
weight.
Well,
that's very exciting, that program. I hope tying it into our conversation today, I hope people, like, have the courage to sign up because and take care of themselves because what an awesome opportunity to work with you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's cool. And I try to make it as affordable as possible. People can even make payments towards it. So it's people want to do it. I want to make sure they're able to do it. Speaking
Excellent.
Of courage... Good segue, Jen Gotti. See, you could all tell Jen's been in TV. She's working in television for a while because she knows how to segue like no one does.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, she's awesome. So we're going to talk today about courage. So, and Shauna, now both of you guys are life coaches, and why don't you guys share what you do? Like, what is your thing? We all do our own sort of thing as life coaches. So, Jen, why don't you start? What do you do?
I'm an empowerment coach that works with women and men that want to go a little easier on themselves, not cracking the whip, and taking charge of their lives, taking responsibility for it, and, like, achieving their goals. Empowerment equals goals.
Gotcha. Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Shauna, feisty girl herself.
Yeah.
What are you working on?
I like to help people find their feisty, and I always get questions, what does that mean? I like to help people just live a happier, better life, whatever that means for them. If they're, you know, they want to become more courageous, I want to show them to be more courageous. If they want to silence the inner mean girl within them, I want to teach them how to shut her up. How to live more peaceful and, you know, based a lot on my own journey of beating myself up for not feeling good enough. And I've learned a lot as becoming a coach, and I want to teach everybody how to live happier and to be more courageous and live the life that you've always craved.
Nice.
I love that. So, look, real quick, I think we have a little technology problem before we go further. So it's I'm hearing a little bit of an echo. I don't know if you guys are, and there's a little background noise. So I don't know if it's Blog Talk Radio, which I've had issues with them recently, so it might be on their end, or if you're near, I don't know if you guys happen to be playing the show while you're talking.
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably Blog Talk Radio.
Do you hear an echo now?
All right. Yeah, there's a little. It's not too bad. I can still hear you guys. But, yeah, it's definitely replaying in the... Do you guys hear
How about now? I hear it, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you sound better though, Shauna. You were a little broken up before, so not you,
okay.
But the technology.
Yeah.
Okay. So courage. Back to courage. Shauna, what is courage? Because for me, I always think of courage as being not the absence of fear. You could have fear and be courageous, but once you dive a little deeper, sometimes I think we have a hard time explaining what courage actually is. So how do you define it?
The way I define courage is figuring out what is getting in the way of you having what you want most in life. And what is preventing you from taking the steps towards what it is you really want? Is it a new job? Is it a relationship? Is it, you know, to be healthier? Is it, you know, boundaries with your family members or coworkers? Is it standing up for yourself? Is it advocating for yourself? Whatever it is that is going to lead you to a more peaceful, everyday existence, to kind of drop all the, I like to say, you know, I want people to stop shoulding all over themselves. All the shoulds, I should do this, I should do that, I should do this. Stop the shoulding, people. Okay?
Yeah.
Stop the shoulding. And so if I can show, you know, my clients or you know, even myself, I really try and live it to give it. Like Martha Beck says, you know, when we went through coach training, you know,
yes.
The best way to show clients and show people how to do it is to live it to give it. And that's really what I try and do. And so I come up with all these stories, and the best way that I have found to be more courageous is to first figure out what's getting in the way. What is stopping you?
I love that. What is getting in the way?
And most of the time, what is stopping people is ultimately, if you kind of, you know, clear out all the other stuff that's in the way, the bottom line is that most of the time it's the fear of not being good enough. That fear of the lack of connection, when people feel like they're not good enough, it creates, they're fearing the lack of connection. They're not going to like me, or I'm not going to be included. I'm not going to be good enough. I'm not going to be picked for the team. Whatever it may be, there's a fear of connection there. So, you know, if you want to stand up for yourself, but you are afraid because someone is, you know, you're not going to get the promotion, or you're not going to get a raise, or you're not going to be in that relationship anymore. You know, you say to somebody, hey, I didn't like the way you spoke to me. You know, that takes courage to have a conversation and advocate for yourself.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Hey, Shauna.
Yeah.
So when you're struggling with courage, like say you feel a need to speak up and you're feeling like you don't have a voice, what is something you suggest?
I kind of have a couple things that I do. I try to do them on a daily basis. One of that, they're usually based on quotes. You guys are friends with me on Facebook. So you've seen the quotes that I try and post daily. But they're really, the reason I created these quotes was because I use them myself as reminders to be able to step into my courage, regardless of what they are. So one of the things, like, I remember is a lot of times what stops me, like, when I go to write blog posts, I will stop myself. I'll write it, and then I won't want to publish it because I'm afraid someone's going to think I'm stupid, or they're not going to like what I've said, or they're not going to, it's not going to resonate with them, and someone is going to criticize me. And I don't want to be criticized, so I will not publish, you know, I think, I don't actually do it, but I go through a little bit of a process where I think, I'm not going to publish my post, my blog, I'm going to stay small, I'm going to fly under the radar, I'm going to purposefully try to be as invisible as I can to avoid criticism. Well, guess what? I mean, there's no way for you to avoid criticism. You know, unless you go nowhere, you do nothing, and you say nothing, you're going to be criticized. So what I try and do is I remind myself that what other people think of me is none of my business.
Yeah.
And that actually brings a lot of freedom to me. When I can remember that, I'm like, oh, wait a second. Somebody's not going to like this? Okay, I don't care. I'm going to move on with it.
Yeah, and exactly.
Another thing I learned from Brené Brown, I met her last year at a conference, and talk about courageous. I cried in her face. It was rather embarrassing. I'm super proud of this moment, embarrassing or not. You want to talk about stepping up to your courage. This is a woman, for those of you who don't know Brené Brown, she is really taking the world by storm right now, and according to me. She's been on Oprah a lot.
Yeah.
She's written best-selling books. She's really,
yeah.
She's a shame researcher.
She's a powerhouse.
And she's,
mm-hmm.
I love her, and I love her. I was at a conference, and I literally saw her walking across a ballroom, and people hadn't, no one knew that she was there yet. The event organizers didn't know she was there yet. And I saw her, and this woman single-handedly changed my life. And I am indebted to her. I love her work. I am just in love with her. So I had a moment of, oh, my God, I want to tell her how much she means to me. And I am not like a fame, you know, a fame seeker. I'm not, you know, impressed with celebrities or things like that. This woman, I would hunt her down and just follow her around like a puppy. Like, hi. And so I had this moment of, do I tell this woman who has really changed my life how much her work has meant to me? I would love it if someone did that for me. Saw me walking in the mall and they stopped me and they're like, Shauna! I had the greatest moment of courage because I heard you on Catch Good Health Radio, like, or she read one of my blogs or whatever. I would really be just touched and honored if someone told me that. So I decided I wanted to tell her, but I had a little voice in my head telling me, don't do that. Leave her alone. She's a person. She doesn't want to be bothered by you. You're not important enough. And I kind of shrunk back in, and I went, you know what? I love this woman. I am going to tell her. No one else has seen her. I'm going to walk up to her. And so I literally walked up to her, and before I could, I just said, I just want to tell you how much I love your work, and it has really changed my life. And I started to hysterically cry, like ugly, bawling cry. It was not pretty. And she was so gracious, and she stepped around behind the chairs, and she put her hand on my shoulder, and she said, hi, I'm Brené. And thinking, okay, that's really fantastic. And my response to her was, I know. And she's looking at me like, oh, my God. And then I finally figured out, oh, my God, she just introduced herself to me. And I said, hi, I'm Shauna. I'm still ugly crying, and there's tears rolling down my face. My shirt is wet. It's awful. But that was a moment of courage. I was listening to the negative things going on in my head. I'm not important enough. She doesn't want to be bothered. Don't do this. But it was so important to me, I had to overlook the fear. I looked the fear in the face, and I did it anyway. That is what courage is. It's not the absence of fear. It's being able to look it in the face and say, this is important enough, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yes, that's absolutely.
I mean, that doesn't really count if you're like going to murder people, because that's not okay. But
only positive things.
Of what you're saying.
Look fear in the face and do
I'm
it
taking
anyway.
Notes.
No, that's not okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm taking notes here just like as a summary for the end of the show, and I was about to write, unless you're murdering someone. It's not okay. Just to be clear.
Not okay.
We want to make
that
sure we're very clear. That's not
sure.
It's crazy.
I like what
yeah.
you were saying about the quotes and about reminding yourself, basically, of who you are
reminder.
And who your courage is. Today on Good Morning America, Shania Twain was on. And Robin asked her about courage because I guess for a number of years she was so frightened to get on the stage. And she said, how do you find your courage? Which was so apropos. Huh?
She wasn't able, I saw a thing on her. She did a reality show or series or something for a while on OWN, I think, or maybe it wasn't OWN, but she basically couldn't sing anymore. She had literally lost her voice because
lost her voice, right.
It was on OWN, yeah.
She says she looks
it was,
to others
yeah.
for courage and then finds it in herself, which I think is so interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, she's going on tour.
Speaking of,
she's facing
is she really?
Her fears.
Wow. She had a couple of very catchy tunes, I got to say. So, Shauna, I looked up your page. Now it's your personal one, but I feel like these are also on your professional coaching page. And one of your
they
quotes
are.
That I really loved. Okay. The one that I really loved that you just posted was, fear is the cheapest room in the house. I'd like to see you in better living conditions.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's true. It's so easy to shrink. It is so easy to sacrifice and shrink. And I hear you. Like, every time I post something, well, most times I, it's happening less and less the more I do stuff out in the world. But there are times where I post something and I think, well, I don't know, is this appropriate to share? Is this sharing too much? Are people going to care? Blah, blah, blah. And then you post it anyway.
Yeah.
Or when you come up
I
with a new program as a coach.
I do agree it happens less and less the more you do it.
Yeah, yeah. True, right. So you're building courage. Like, it's like less. You have to you face the fear less and less often the more you're courageous. Because
I think
you wind
it's like a muscle. Like to tie it into health.
It.
I feel like it's like you're exercising a muscle. And when you first start out, you're just not as strong. You're not you need to build it up. But the first step in anything is to really take that first step. Whatever it is. But I think people really need to, you need to understand, for me, because when you know you want to do something, but you don't really know what's holding you back, you're just stuck, and you're not moving, and you're like, okay, here I am, what do I do? And then you just sort of go about, it's like that old Dunkin' Donuts commercial, I think, when we were kids, time to make the donuts, and that,
my college roommate used to My college roommate used to say that every morning. It's time to make the donuts.
Time to make the donuts. But if that becomes, and I will tell you, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, that's how I felt about my life. Like, you know, getting up and going to work. And, you know, I was happy in some areas. I was newly married. I found the love of my life. But there was, like, areas of my work I didn't feel fulfilled. And, you know, so there were things that I could have been doing, but I didn't know how to do it. And then all of a sudden, I came up with this wild idea. I'm going to be a life coach.
Mm.
Here I am.
Yeah. Yeah. And here you are, teaching people about courage.
Yeah. But the other thing I love about courage is it really is about choosing what you love over fear. Choosing love over fear.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know, you have to decide, to make a decision, is what I want, like me walking up to Brene Brown and sort of embarrassing myself a little bit, is that more important to me than the fear that I felt in that moment? And apparently it was.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the idea of diving into what is it that's holding me back? What actually is it? Like, I feel like it becomes such a big thing, but we don't even know what it is.
Right.
And sometimes
and
it's something
for me,
silly.
I can honestly say that's true. You know, you don't know what it is. You fear. A lot of it is also being in other people's business. You, meaning anticipating what other people are thinking or feeling or how they're going to react. There's that anticipatory, well, I can't say this because then she's going to act this way. Well, you don't really
know. You play out the entire scene in your head in a really fearful way.
And then you think it actually happened. Like, your body literally feels like it happened. So if you keep reliving it, your poor body is experiencing it over and over, even though it wasn't even real.
Right.
Yeah, that's a trip.
Like, the
You're
stress
right.
of it. Yeah, it's the stress of it that you keep living over and over. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you break through that?
What, Jen?
How do you break through it? Like, what do you do in those moments?
Here's one thing that I share with people that. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Shauna.
No, go ahead, Erica.
I was going to say one thing that I was taught, because I was really struggling with anxiety for a long time. One thing that I was taught was to look down at my feet. like if I was starting to get fearful of something or freaking out about something, and it wasn't like extreme anxiety, but it was enough where it impacted me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taught to just, like, if you're standing there and you're, like, starting to, like, oh, crap, this, and your mind starts swirling with all these what-ifs and all these shoulds and what if, all these could-haves, just to look down at your feet and realize that's where you are. You are right there in the moment, because we get so far out of the moment when we start to get worried or get fearful. We're not living in the present anymore. We're now, like, somewhere else, like, going through all these scenarios, right? Living through all, like, what, like we just talked about. What if that person does this, and I'll do this, or what if that, or what if this? So I was told by a wise woman who I absolutely adore, and I do this still, just if I feel like I'm not in the moment, just to look down at my feet, on the ground or on the floor, wherever they are, and that's where I am. I'm not where I am in my head. I'm literally where my feet are. And that just pulls me right back. So that's one tip that I share with people, is if you really feel like fear is starting to get a hold of you, just look down, and that is where you are, nowhere else, but right there in that moment. So whatever the disaster is you're thinking about, is that really happening right now? Is that, what is going on? Well, I'm standing in my kitchen, and it's actually pretty peaceful around me, but in my mind, I'm thinking about all these what-ifs, and which one's real? So, Shauna, how do you help people? Like, what do you say when people start to
said, which I love because it ties together, is I try to remember that I'm exactly where I need to be, and if things were supposed to be different, they would be. That also brings me a ton of peace. When I think that, like, you know, I should be, you know, I'm running late. Oh, I should be doing this. I should be doing that. Or, you know, I should have gone to this event, but I said no because I wanted to do something else. Or it gets into the shoulds again. And I remind myself I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. And if it was supposed to be any different, it would be. And then sometimes, these are all, like, tips I do. I don't do them necessarily in succession. But the other thing is I try and do, like, three things I'm grateful for. You know, like if I'm really running late and it's causing me a lot of stress and things like that, I will say, okay, well, I'm really grateful that, you know, I don't know why I'm late. Maybe it's, you know, there was a car accident and I missed it. Or maybe I'm supposed to run into someone. You know, I'm grateful for, you know, having the time to be late and things like that. I look fear in the face. Like I try to acknowledge that I am feeling fearful.
Yeah.
A lot of times I feel people, myself included, try to not, you don't want to feel fear because people are afraid of it, but to be able, it's really powerful to be able to say, I'm really afraid of this. Whether it's even to yourself in your head, that's the first thing is to acknowledge, okay, I'm scared or I'm fearful. Okay. Then you can deal with it and you know what it is. Another thing is to talk about it. Pick somebody who, you know, that you trust, that, you know, is like-minded, who could understand, and just kind of air it out and say, you know, I really want to write this blog post and I'm a little bit fearful, you know, and you can kind of talk it through. And a lot of times in my experience, it just sort of, the fear sort of dissipates. Because you've talked about it, you've given it,
you acknowledged
it. You acknowledge it. You talked about it. You gave it air.
Oh yeah, I mean it looms so much larger in my head than it does when I actually speak it. I'm like, oh yeah, that doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah. It's sort, and also I sort of have this conversation once in a while, like, okay, fear, what is it that you need? Like, what's going on here? And then just literally, like, imagining what it would look like. Like, I know this sounds kind of weird, but, like, I just sort of imagine it as a thing and its own, like, separate thing that's defined. So it does, it's because otherwise I feel like it just sort of, like, kind of goes everywhere. So I sort of imagine it being this defined thing. So it sort of pulls it out of all these other places that it's lurking for me. And then I just sort of observe it. Like, okay, you're freaking out. Okay, you're trying to keep me safe. Okay, that's not working, though, because now I have to shrink, and I don't want to shrink. and then just sort of have a conversation with it, and then it just kind of goes away for me.
Yeah.
What you said about gratitude I love, because I feel like gratitude is also a muscle that counters fear.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't done the research on it, so I'm not Brené, and I can't explain why. But I feel like...
I heard someone once say, and I don't know if it was Martha Beck or not, but it was definitely somebody who I admire, said that your brain can, and again, I'm not a neuroscientist, but your brain can't process anxiety and gratitude at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's a funny story. This is a true story, and this happened about a month ago. My husband and I were flying back from Florida, and my husband does not like flying. And so before meeting me and he was flying by himself, he would really dose himself pretty heavily with some Xanax. And now he takes, you know, like one instead of like four. But we were on a plane. We were getting ready to fly back to Maryland, and he was having massive anxiety, and I hadn't seen him kind of do this in a while, so I don't really know what was going on with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the plane was full, and so he was in the middle seat, I was at the window, and there was a woman at the end. And he's kind of getting ramped up, and I said, okay, because I know you can't do anxiety and gratitude at the same time, I'm whispering to him, well, I thought we were whispering, but I'm loud, so that doesn't really happen. what I thought was a whisper was probably like a normal like tone for regular people.
Right.
But I kept saying to him, name some things you're grateful for. And in the beginning, he was super irritated with me. And he's like, I have a good job. I have a nice wife. I have a nice house. And he is so irritated with me. And I'm like, okay, what else are you grateful for? And he's like, we have a nice dog. And so I literally am pulling it out of him, like, do you have a nice car? And he's like, I do have a nice car. And I'm like, do we have a warm bed? And he's like, we do have a warm bed. And I'm like, do you have, like, you know, do our nephews love you? And he's like, our nephews do love me. You know, and so we started, and so I pulled literally, like, teeth. 10 things out of him, and then he kind of started rolling with his own, and we got about 20 things in, and I could see his body relax. And the woman next to him,
I love that.
Again, I didn't know that she could hear me, but she leans into my husband. She goes, you guys
are so cute. Because you're whispering.
Because
you're whispering and all.
Because I was whispering.
You were probably
I didn't know
have a
she
PA
could hear
system.
Us. And, right. She doesn't need a microphone.
Like, you know, I envision you doing what Kristen Wiig did in Bridesmaids on the plane, like running to the back, grabbing the PA system and start,
right.
Okay, honey, what are you grateful for?
Right. What are you grateful
She's
for,
carrying butter on the wing.
Yeah.
In colonial clothing. That's the best. That's one of my favorite scenes in a movie ever. There's
it's
a woman
totally
in colonial
is.
Garb on the wing churning butter. Anyway. Well, I love that. I love the concept that you can't do anxiety and gratitude at the same time, because it's really true.
Nope.
If you try to pair
and
them up,
I've practiced
it's like they're
that.
Total opposites.
And like I said, yeah. I practice it, and I work it on my husband, whether he likes it or not. And again, his first couple answers are snarky. That's fine. What are you grateful for?
Yeah.
I have a nice wife. Okay, that's great. But
it won't shut up.
Right. It did eventually shift from anxiety to gratitude. And in that moment, that leads back to courage, because then he's able to be on the plane for 2.5 hours. And that, for him, is courageous, because it's a big deal for him.
Very,
it's not a big deal for me. But it's a very big deal for him.
And
that
he was a little bit of a... Oh, go ahead.
He's a little bit of a what?
I was going to say, that experience is a little bit of a crisis, too. I mean, he's going to be okay, but he was beginning to struggle because of the anxiety. So, and that's, you know, that's an opportunity where you kind of step in and kind of lead, because at that point, especially with anxiety, you're not always thinking straight. You know all these things. You know what's better, you know, what you should be doing. but
right.
you just sort of are crippled by it at that moment. So, yeah, that's a great
yeah.
time for a loved one to kind of step in and help lead the person out of it so they don't have to suffer the
right.
whole time. Good job,
and
Shauna.
Then it
Look
also
at you, man.
Opens up, like, kindness and compassion, you know, for, I think, yourself also. Like, when you can focus on gratitude in order to get you to do something courageous, it's also an act of kindness and compassion for yourself, I think.
Yeah, I think that I totally agree with that. And also it takes you out of what you were saying earlier about the shoulds. Should.
Yeah.
I should be here. I'm this age.
Yeah.
I should have this done by now. And if when you're compassionate towards yourself, you can kind of just be kinder to yourself and say, like what you said earlier, everything is exactly as it's to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, you don't have to do it. I mean, that's something when I'm fearful, just having an out, I don't have to do whatever I'm so, like, I've built this up in my mind. I have the option, I have a choice, because sometimes that also makes me, like, fearful, is that I feel like I have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So just having the conversation with myself, you don't have to do it. This is it. You can.
Right.
You're choosing
no.
to do this.
You know, it's so funny.
And
I think our lives are filled with things like that, where we think, "Oh, we have to get that done. We have to get the kid this thing. We have to do this. We have to be at this event by this time." All these have to's, and the truth is, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You have a choice of each thing that you do. You can do it, or you don't have to do it, or you can do something in between. But every
right.
single thing is a choice. And when you start thinking of that, then you can't be a victim anymore. You can't
mm-hmm.
start considering yourself a victim, because they're all choices. Yeah. Shauna, did I cut you off? You were going to say something.
No. I was just going to say that, you know, it's realizing, you know, to I'm stumbling over my words, and it's like all of a sudden I lost my words. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I was going to say, like, it's courageous also to be able to say, I have this list of 10 things that I should be doing. Screw it. I'm not going to do that today.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose. I don't want to do any of that. I'm really tired. I need some rest. You know, your
mm-hmm.
kids are off someplace else, or you know, you have an unexpected free day, but you have the list of things you could do. But to sit and do something for yourself, I'm going to rest and I'm going to have a Netflix day. I know was it House of Cards just came out and everybody's been binging on that.
Yeah.
But not in a numbing kind of way, but in a purposeful, I'm going to take this time and do this for myself because I need the rest. And
yeah.
I don't need to do anything on that list. It'll get done when it gets done.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, guys, we have about 7 minutes left, and I cannot believe it always flies with you guys. I always have a blast talking to you. We're all talkers, so it flows. And the echo, thankfully, is gone now. So hopefully if people were listening, they're still listening. So I love this. So just to recap, so one, courage, not being the absence of fear by any stretch. It's looking fear in the face. And then choosing to keep going. And I love what you said,
yeah.
Shauna, about what is preventing you from being where you want to be and what's getting in the way and the stop shooting all over you. I love that. The concepts of courage being a muscle and also gratitude being muscle and gratitude and anxiety and fear not being able to happen at the same time. That is so, I feel like that is such a key point that the more people would know that, I mean, I really feel like the world could be a better place. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
if people really started to realize, yeah.
The gratitude,
for the,
it can
for
be
the person,
life-changing.
For the people around you. Yeah, and I have found also that concept of it being a muscle is somebody had said, what are you grateful for? A long time ago, I'm like, well, life kind of felt like it sucked a little bit. It was really hard to come up with stuff. So even if it's something like, well, my heart's still beating, I'm alive. Like, even if that's the only thing you can be grateful for today, that's fine. But over time, it's really easy now. And I don't know if you guys know the Trottas from Sage Fire Institute, but Mike and Lynn Trotta, every class or every program they offer, they start with gratitude. Like the first thing you do with them is share something you're grateful for, whether it's one-on-one or in a group. And I just love that.
Love it.
Because it sets it up for that sort of mind frame, like coming from a place of gratitude and then working from there instead of coming from a place of fear. And, of course, gratitude is being aligned with love. And like you shared, choosing love over fear, and taking a moment to look down and ground yourself, look at your feet, do whatever it is that helps you get grounded so that you can make a decision not from the place of fear. Even if you choose not to do something. Yeah, you could choose not to do it, but just don't base the decision out of fear. It could just not be the right decision for you, and that's fine. You don't have to do everything in order to be courageous. Like, it's basically making the decision from a courageous space, from a place of love instead of the fear. That's the big,
absolutely,
I think, distinguishing factor. Yeah. So, guys, we have a few minutes left. Why don't you want to share anything that's coming up that you guys are offering soon or any other tidbits about courage and compassion and kindness?
I will be offering Courage Camp again this summer. It was a six-week class that I did last summer. And
it was
about
awesome.
How to manifest. Thank you, Jen. how to manifest and how to really summon more courage in your life, which is basically what we've talked about today, but in a deeper level. And we went through 6 weeks of finding out, you know, what is in the way. What is your trigger? What are you fearing when you don't speak up? What are the things that are getting away? How to identify it, and then what to do? Like Jen was asking earlier, like how to get past that. You know, we had 6 weeks of how to build your muscles, basically, in a courageous kind of way.
Wow, I love it.
So that's coming this summer. Yeah.
And they
so
can
check
go
out, you
to...
can go to shawnamorrow.com, shawnamorrow.com, and check classes and events. And that'll be updated pretty soon.
Oh, I love it. How to build your courage muscle. 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And Jen, so what's cooking with you? What have you got going on?
I am just meeting with my one-on-one clients. And cheering you guys on over 6 week programs.
I know. Yeah,
yep.
And if people want to find more information about working with you one-on-one, they can go to jengotti.com, G-O-T-T-I. I have to say, I love your name. It's just like so nice and succinct and sort of flows. I don't, like, seriously, your name is one of my favorite names. Of course, I also grew up in the city. And we always heard about the Gotti crime family with different group of people.
Yes.
yeah. I don't think
I wasn't on the show
thing.
Growing up Gotti.
No, you were not. Thank God. Jesus. No, this is a whole other way of living. Thankfully,
mm-hmm.
Love focused, not fear based. So that would be the telltale sign, I think. But yeah, jengotti.com.
Exactly.
And I got to say, yeah, and I have to say, Jen's coached me in the past. We like practiced on each other early on, and you're great. Both of you guys are awesome. I mean, Shauna with your finding your feisty, Shauna just nails it and nails courage, and I love the camp that you offer. So. And actually, let me know when you have it up, like a link, and I'll share it on my stuff, on my Catch Good
Health
page.
That would be awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. For more info about my six-week program, 6 weeks to a healthier you. So 6 weeks to a healthier you, I promise you won't count stuff, weigh yourself, take inches, none of that crap. It's really just to get healthy. So if you're interested in that, catchgoodhealth.com, and you can go to classes and events. It's right there. And I'm going to make a video later today on it, so I'm kind of it's
Ooh.
Going to be very low tech, yeah. But I decided, you know what, if I were people, I'd want to know who the heck's teaching me. So I'm going to make
yeah.
a video and explain the program and put that up today. So, all right, guys, well, I can't believe I might actually end on time for once. I never end the show on time, but we have 30 seconds left. And I love
Excellent.
Talking to you guys.
Thanks for
I
having
love
us.
That you came.
Thanks
yeah,
for having
thank
us.
Thank you for coming on. I love working with you guys. I love talking to you, whether on the air or not. And you're just awesome, both of you.
Right back
thanks
at you,
so guys,
sister.
Check them out if you're interested. Yeah, thank you. All right, thanks so much for our listeners. I'll be back on the air in 2 weeks. And you could find more at catchgoodhealth.com. Take care, guys. Bye.
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 Thanks so much for listening. For more information about Erica, her health education and life coaching services, or Catch Good Health, please visit catchgoodhealth.com. And don't forget, good health is contagious and you can pass it on.